Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for storms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 67. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Tonight, lows level off around 52. Cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms. Highs level off around 69. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 52.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Education has confirmed that the Federal Department of Government Efficiency has officially cut a program that helped at national service and volunteerism as part of the educational and federal government cuts. As KSNT News reports, that as of Friday of last week, the Washington Post reported that AmeriCorps was directed to terminate nearly $400 million in grants, roughly 41% of their total funding for the organization. The program provides service to various areas within the state of Kansas, including education, veteran services, senior independence, disaster recovery, and conservation, along with climate change efforts. The program of AmeriCorps programs had cut near $15 million in the state of Kansas alone. In other news, the latest statewide survey across the state of Kansas shows that the standard license plate that has been newly issued across the state is the most popular license plate compared to other options that you could get at the DMV, with more than 1.2 million plates being issued.
Truck Stop is the premier provider for all of your towing needs. Fifth wheels, gooseneck, and bumper pull hitches with brands like BMW, Drawtype, and Curt. We also sell and install brake controllers and airbags to lift your squatty rear end. Interest-free financing makes it a snap to get your boat, horse trailer, or camper safely down the road. For all of your hitch needs, stop by Truck Stop today at 427 North Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stop.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
According to the Kansas Supreme Court, they have released their official opinion regarding the outdoor supply store and firearm manufacturer of Bass Pro Shops Outdoor World to not be liable for a shooting in which a gun was purchased from the business and was unintentionally fired by an individual who was in a vehicle in Lyon County. WIBW reports the decision came after the latest statewide case from Marquise Johnson v. Bass Pro Outdoor World, LLC, where the Kansas Supreme Court reversed the Kansas Court of Appeals and affirmed the Lyon County District Court decision to grant the summary judgment to Bass Pro Outdoor World. According to the courts, they say the case stemmed from the incident in which one individual identified as Johnson was unintentionally shot by a friend while sitting in a car at a stoplight. In other news, according to the latest nationwide studies, the states of Kansas and Missouri have been found to be a home of some of the worst puppy mills in the United States. As according to the Humane Worlds for Animals, they released their latest update on the horrible 100 2025, having four of the mills in the state of Kansas and 26 of them in the state of Missouri. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, a bill is advancing through the Nebraska State Legislature, along with the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services, to add additional screening to state wards for Social Security benefit eligibility. As Legislative Bill 275 that was put up by State Senator Megan Hunt of the Omaha area had named the priority legislation, moved on by voting unanimously 34-0 in the legislature for round number two. According to the DHHS, they say they currently intercept the Social Security benefits belonging to children in foster care and use those funds to offset the costs of the youth's care. But the bill now would, quote, bring Nebraska in line with federal law to provide further accountability, transparency, and conservation of a portion of those funds in a trust account for the youth's own use when they exit the state care. According to lawmakers, they say the only point of conversation there was about questioning the financial impact on the state's general funds. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and heard an update on the city's swimming pool, including plans for the upcoming season. A sand filter will be cleaned, which should increase pressure and effectiveness. 25 lifeguard positions have been filled. A discussion followed as to allowing flexibility in appropriate uniforms as opposed to a single style. Concerns with past issues were raised, and a measure passed to approve the flexibility. Hangar laces at City Airport were finalized and will be forwarded to Rutgers. One Marysville requested a Friday food truck and brown bag lunch option. Local restaurants that would be featured Fridays at lunch along the 7th Street corridor south of the Marysville office downtown beginning May 16th. Final approval was granted for a common consumption area for alcohol downtown within defined parameters. Approval was granted the American Legion Auxiliary for a poppy run event Sunday, May 25th from the Legion to Veterans Memorial, then to the city cemetery. Josie Knopf with the Youth Advisory Group reported on their first meeting, which was held recently. Their next meeting will be May 12th at 6 p.m. before the regular council meeting.
Hello, my name is Josie Knopf from Home City. I am a freshman at Marysville High School. I am a part of the Youth Advisory Council, and we had our very first meeting last week, and we had some very good first discussions. At our very first meeting, we talked about slowing the highway outside of the high school down to 20 miles an hour. We want to see if we can reach back out and see if that the rules there have changed. We also want to lower the cost of the pool to get in, because if people don't want to pay for a whole pool pass, like if they're only wanting to go once or twice a summer, or if they're babysitting, it can add up. And then we also talked about how we could involve the youth in the committee. And then we also talked about how seeing the committee show up for all of our events, like sports, concerts, performances, as well as club events, means a lot, because we're seeing them support us. And then the need for recreational activities around town was also discussed. And there were a lot of specific ideas during this meeting, which was a roundtable discussion. I would be happy to answer any questions if you guys have any.
Traffic downtown in the 700 block of Sutter Street in Marysville may be affected this week as a contractor for AT&T will be working on underground utilities in the area. Traffic delays are not expected, but drivers should be aware. Pony Up Match Day in Marysville is Friday. Jeff Christ is president of the Marysville Community Foundation.
Pony Up Marysville Match Day is an annual 24-hour day of giving. We have it the first Friday every May. This year, Friday, May 2nd, is when we're having Pony Up Marysville Match Day. This is our ninth year. It is numerous ways that you can give that day. We take walk-in donations. Our live event is at the Helva Center from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can give online from 12:01 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. on May 2nd.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, sausage gravy with a biscuit, diced haddies, vegetables, fresh fruit, and apple juice. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, cornbread, mac and cheese, peas, and sliced pears. KNDY News Time 7:13.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s. Some scattered showers are possible into Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 70s, and more rain showers may continue throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Sunshine into Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s, then mostly clear skies over Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some sunshine throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, then more rain possible throughout Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s, and more rain showers possible on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late April 71, record high on this date 91, the average low 48, the record low is 25. Sunset this evening 8:19, sunrise in the morning at 6:30. It's 52 degrees. Let's check the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 30th of April. KNDY News Time 7:14. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The difference is clear. For nearly half a decade, Blue River Eye Care has been proudly serving our community, helping you see the world more clearly. From routine eye exams to advanced vision care, we're here for your eye health at every stage of life. As we celebrate 5 years of service, we want to say thank you to our wonderful patients for trusting us with your vision. Your smiles and satisfaction keep us inspired every day. Haven't had your eye exam yet this year? Come see me, Dr. Lowell, or Dr. Olson at Blue River Eye Care. Schedule your appointment today and celebrate clearer, brighter vision. Call us at 785-562-2631 or schedule online at bluerivereyecare.com.
This match day on May 2nd, please join Helping Hands Food Pantry in the vital mission to help support families in this county who are in need. Thanks to our community's ongoing generosity, we have assisted families for over 50 years, and only with your help, we are able to sustain this lifeline. Visit PonyUpMarysville.com all day or at the Helvering Community Center from 7 to 4 on May 2nd to place your much-appreciated donation.
Is enough. Good morning. I'm Jay Reynolds. Pacers trailed by as many as 20 in the first half in Game 5 to the Bucks last night, but ultimately forced overtime. In that overtime, Bucks would lead by 7 in the final minute, but Pacers rally with the final 8 points of overtime. 8 points in the final 35 seconds, and 8 is enough for a 1-point win. 119-118, Pacers take the series in 5. Emotions running hot after the comeback win. Tyrese Halliburton hitting the game-winning bucket with just over a second to go, and then his dad was on the court chirping at Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The emotions of the game just got excited there. I'll talk with Giannis eventually about it. Just, you know, I don't think that my pops was in the right at all there.
Halliburton saying he'll chat with both dad and with Giannis. Pacers close out their series. So do the Celtics. Boston rolls over Orlando by 31 in a game they trailed by 2 at the half. Celtics will get either the Knicks or the Pistons. New York still leads the series, but it's 3-2 now. Detroit staves off elimination. 106-103 in game 5 at MSG. Knicks now have 5 consecutive losses in series clinching opportunities at home. Tonight, Warriors have a chance to close out the Rockets. Game 5 in Houston. Wolves can close out the Lakers in game 5 in L.A. Hockey. Hurricanes advance. They eliminate the Devils with a double overtime win in Game 5. Senators shut out the Leafs 4-0. Toronto still leads the series 3-2. Golden Knights beat the Wild in overtime, take a 3-2 series lead. Oilers are up 3-2 on the Kings after Edmonton's Game 5 win. Baseball. Kyle Manzardo with a walk-off home run. Guardians beat the Twins 2-1. Nationals get a go-ahead homer in the top of the ninth, but the Phillies walk it off in the bottom of the ninth, game-winning run scoring on a wild pitch. Dodgers crushed the Marlins 15-2. Wasn't the only 15-2 route yesterday. Rangers beat the Athletics 15-2. Yankees beat Baltimore 15-3. Red Sox 10-2 in Toronto. Cubs shut out the Pirates 9-0. Padres snap a 4-game losing streak 7-4 over the Giants.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Hurry in for insider deals on must-have spring styles from your favorite brands, like an extra 30% off new dresses, handbags, and accessories from Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Donna Karan New York, Avec Lavie, and more. Plus, get 15% off fragrances, beauty, and skincare, too. It's not only the best time to shop for yourself, it's also the best time to shop early for Mother's Day. Don't miss Friends and Family and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
It's time to pony up, Marysville. Match day is Friday, May 2nd. Give in person at the Helvering Community Center in Marysville from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. or donate online anytime between 12:01 a.m. and 11:59 p.m. Your gift will support 61 local nonprofits. Make a difference and visit ponyupmarysville.com on May 2nd.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The Dow Jones and S&P enjoyed their sixth winning session in a row Tuesday, the longest streak since July for the Dow. The Standard & Poor's gained 0.6% on the day. The Dow's 30 industrials picked up 300 points to land at 40,527. The NASDAQ climbed just over 0.5%. Despite that, the Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index dropped again last month, the fifth decline in a row. Consumers are expecting hiring to slow and prices to rise under President Trump's tariffs. Economic uncertainty likewise has automaker Stellantis pulling its full-year financial guidance. Yesterday, the parent to Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Fiat reported first-quarter revenue of $40.7 billion, 14% drop from last year. Walmart is sprucing up 650 locations in 47 states as part of its Store of the Future project. A corporate statement promises improved layouts, expanded product selections, and innovative technologies. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Spring is here, and it's time to take back your lawn with a new Hustler mower from Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Right now, grab a great deal with $600 off all Raptor Edition residential mowers, the mower that delivers pro-level performance without the pro price. Providing top-of-the-line cutting performance while also offering first-in-class comfort, find the full line of commercial and residential Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or their website, bluevalleytrailers.com, and take advantage of $600 off all Raptor Edition mowers until the end of May.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Wednesday morning to you. Markets opening up in just a little bit. The final trading day for the month of April as we wrap things up for another month, moving further into the spring season, which we've seen with a lot of the weather recently as well. But commodity markets looking yesterday really kind of lower and mixed across the board, lower in the grains, mixed, but mostly lower in the livestock, at least to some degree. So we'll see what's in store for us in trading today. When markets opened yesterday, we saw some decent numbers in some of the grains, including corn and wheat, but early on, they definitely took a jump downward and stayed there all trading day. May corn finishing 15 cents in the red yesterday, sitting at 460 and a half. July corn was down by 13 cents at 470 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat, we saw some red there as well, with May Casey wheat finishing 9.5 cents lower at 515 and a quarter. The July was down 8.75 at 531, even a bushel. In the oats market, May was it's about off the board. That was up 12 cents, sitting at 381 and a quarter. All the later futures were in the red, with July oats down 1.5 cents in the red at 357 and a half. In the soybean market, May beans were down 11 cents at 1041 even a bushel. July beans finishing yesterday down 9.75 at 1052 and 3/4 of a cent. In the soybean meal for May, they were in the green $3.50, sitting at 290.50. July was up 230 at 298 and 20 cents. And the soybean oil for May down $1.06 at 48.85. July was down $1.13 at 49 and 33 cents. Looking at your canola market from yesterday, May canola finished off $12.80 in the red at 682 even. July was down by 940. And the cotton market had some red as well, with May about off the board, down 3 pennies at 66.35. July cotton finished yesterday down $1.06 at 66 and 49 cents. We'll see if that trend continues going into today. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Lewin Burger in Waterville has dependable Sim Angus Cross bulls for sale. All black with a few black baldies, these feature good disposition and hybrid vigor with calving ease. Yearling bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. Call Lewinberger today at Waterville, 785-268-0647.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Countries can use tariffs to balance trade with other countries, which can lead to trade wars. With the United States currently experiencing trade and tariff implications, K-State agricultural economics professor Nelson Valoria defines retaliatory tariffs.
What happens with tariff is that when you impose them in another country, those countries are going to retaliate, trying to... It's a trade war. That's a technical term, trade war. So if you have a lot of a market share on a product, you would like to apply tariff to that product because you can push a lot of those costs onto the foreign producer.
He provides an example of when retaliatory tariffs were used against the U.S.
The retaliatory tariff that we saw in 2018 applied by China to the U.S. were in things like soybeans, where they are, or corn, or other agricultural products where they have very large market shares. And then by doing so, they are also paying more. So just as our consumers are being harmed by that tariff, and let me make sort of a point here, it's not only a consumer. It's not only a final consumer, it's also the user, right? So if you are producing feed, you are going to import corn that is an input into your production process. Well, you're also paying that tariff.
Valoria shares the findings of research done on the 2018-2019 Chinese tariffs.
There has been quite a bit of serious and credible research on the effects of the tariff that we had in 2018-2019. And something that we saw of those tariffs and was surprising is that the tariff passed through, so how much of the tariff we ended up paying as a consumer, was close to 95%. So it was very high, and it's been puzzling because we are a large country, so we probably can inflict, you know, share that cost with foreign producers. Now, there are, you know, prices don't change as quickly as the economists say that prices are sticky. That's one possibility of what happened there. The other is that you don't know for how long the tariff are going to be there. So if it's a temporary shock, a temporary change, you may just pass all the cost onto the consumers in the taxing country.
That was K-State agricultural economics professor Nelson Valoria on tariffs and trade wars. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State radio network.
How do you get more garden space out of limited real estate? Go vertical. We will tell you how on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 30th, the 120th day of the year. Actress Cloris Leachman was born on this day, and in 1789, our first president, George Washington, was inaugurated. Need to get more production out of a small garden space? Here's one technique, mound gardening. It's just what it sounds like, constructing mounds of soil to create more vertical growing space. Mounds can be pyramid-shaped or long-peaked rows, but a foundation of logs or branches is important to prevent erosion. If your mounds are large enough, you can terrace them to provide both flat and angled surfaces. Mounds typically retain less moisture, so more watering is necessary. And be sure to account for a sunny or shaded side when choosing your plantings. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice at almanac.com.
It's time to pony up, Marysville. Match day is Friday, May 2nd. Give in person at the Helvering Community Center in Marysville from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. or donate online anytime between 12:01 a.m. and 11:59 p.m. Your gift will support 61 local nonprofits. Make a difference and visit ponyupmarysville.com on May 2nd.
From blooms to benches, your gift to Pony Up Marysville on May 2nd helps One Marysville bring new life to the spaces we share. You are supporting the Sparklers, our amazing volunteer team who plant flowers, decorate downtown, and care for the corners we all love. And you're helping add benches, shade, and beauty to make Marysville more walkable, welcoming, and full of charm. Donate May 2nd because together we can make Marysville shine.
A single mom needs gas to get to work. A veteran can't afford groceries this week. A teenager is trying to make it on their own. Imagine facing a crisis. No gas, no food, and nowhere to turn. This year at Pony Up Marysville, Pony is raising funds to provide gift cards for individuals and families in our community, supporting them in moments just like these. Your donation helps bridge the gap when other resources aren't available. So join us in Pony Up for Pony at ponyupmarysville.com because your help matters, right when it's needed most.
For over 40 years, Twin Valley Developmental Services has worked to enhance the lives of those that they serve.
This year, money donated through Pony Up Match Day will help fund the Twin Valley Activities Fund that includes field trips, dances, the Twin Valley Tornadoes team that competes across the state, bowling, movie night, and more. Twin Valley Developmental Services thanks you for your support.
It's time to pony up, Marysville. Match Day is Friday, May 2nd. Give in person at the Helvering Community Center in Marysville from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. or donate online anytime between 12:01 a.m. and 11:59 p.m. Your gift will support 61 local nonprofits. Make a difference and visit ponyupmarysville.com on May 2nd.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 50 degrees this hour. Seasonal highs around 70 on tap today. We have a cloudy overcast and a chance of showers. Activity extending along Highway 36, mostly just south 36 from Washington over toward Phillipsburg. Then it loops southwest from there. Little activity popping up along the state line north into Jefferson, Gage counties, up west of Beatrice. Some light scattered showers. Could be off and on hit and miss showers today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas City Royals back in action again today as they're going into game number 2 against the Rays. Their first pitch coming up at 6:05 tonight as they are on the road for that 3-game series. Kansas City is coming off a decent rally with a 3-game series against the Houston Astros. So they went 2-3 for the series, winning game number 1 and 2, losing game number 3 by a 7-3 loss on Sunday. As Kansas City right now is sitting on a losing record of 14-15 overall, still in that number 3 slot for the American League Central, just behind the 18-11 Detroit Tigers and the 15-13 Cleveland Guardians. Kansas City is on the road for at least one more series right now after the Rays heading out to Baltimore, taking on the Orioles for that series starting on Friday and through the weekend before coming back home to Kauffman Stadium on Monday, taking on the Chicago White Sox for 4 games. The White Sox right now at the bottom of the American League Central at 7-21.
Hey, K-State fans, football season will be here before you know it, and 2025 season tickets are on sale now. Order your season tickets today and secure a seat in the Ville for all 6 home games this fall. Saturdays in Manhattan are best when spent cheering on the Cats with 50,000 members of the K-State family. To order, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
The City of Washington is accepting applications for a power plant operator. Applicants must possess a valid Kansas Class B CDL with a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Knowledge in diesel engine operation, power generation, and maintenance, along with a skilled level of working in the operation of fossil fuel engines, electric generators, and associated equipment is required. The position is on call on a rotating basis, with residency within a 5-mile radius of Washington required. Applicants subject to pre-employment drug screening. Visit the city website for a full job description and application, or contact City Clerk at 785-325-2284. Compensation dependent upon qualifications and includes an excellent benefit package. Interested candidates should submit application along with resume, cover letter, and 3 work-related references to the City Clerk at Washington, Box 296, Washington, Kansas 66968. If confidentiality is requested, please state in application materials, position open until filled. City of Washington is an equal opportunity employer.
KNDY.